Until just now, the Lapiths, the defenders, had been inside the wall issuing orders to Achaean troops to form around the ships. But when they saw the Trojans charge, and when a cry came from the Danaans in retreat, they bounded through the gateway to give battle. Think of two savage boars in a mountain place, awaiting a loud rabble of dogs and men. They swing their heads from side to side, and rip through underbrush, snapping the twigs off short, with a sharp noise of gnashing tusks, until some hunter makes the kill. Just so, the bright bronze breastplates clanged as these two took their blows. Prodigiously they fought, putting their trust in their own power and in the marksmen on the wall above. In fact, now from high places, in defense of camp and ships and their own lives, the men were pitching stones, and the stones showered to earth like snow driven by a storm wind thick and fast in a murky veil swept over pastureland. So missiles came in torrents from Achaean hands as well as Trojan. Helmets rang and bossed shields rang with hits. But Asius Hirtacides pummeled his thighs and groaned and bit his lip and said, "O Father Zeus, you, even you, turn out to be a liar. I thought destiny was against the Achaeans holding before our drive and our spear arms unleashed. Now see, like agile wasted hornets or bees who build their hives on a stony road, hornets that will not leave their homes but wait for hunters, and in fury defend their young, those two men only at the gate, will not give way. For them, kill or be killed." But Aeacus's complaint left Zeus unmoved. It pleased him to award the day to Hector. Now there was fighting at the various gates, a difficult thing for me to tell it all as though I were a god. Around the rampart at every point, blaze upon blaze of war leaped upward. Out of savage need the Argives fought on bitterly to save the ships, and all the gods who took their part were grieved. Still the two Lapiths dealt terrific blows. Polypoetes, Pirithous's son, hit Damasus's helm hard on a cheekplate, bronze too frail to take the blow. Straight through into the skull the spearhead crunched its way, demolishing the brain. Down went the man. Then Polypoetes killed Pylon and Ormenus. War-bred Leonteus killed Hipponicus with a spear thrust at the loin guard, drew his sword, and at close quarters, leaping through the press, ran through Antiphates, who went down backward. Next at Menon, and Iamenus he lunged, and at Orestes, taking their lives away.